An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
Yes, now this is to find time to find out our count. I know we're doing a bit earlier in the show, but we are just biding some time here. We're shuffling some things around.
Waiting for Jackie from the Honeypot.
The Honeypot, yes. Yeah. Very excited to chat to her. But while we wait for her, we'll find out who our cow is and may I present this week's nominees.
Jimmy and Nate started the week with a game of Alpha Bucks, but I don't think they were quite ready for Felicity from West Hobart.
Felicity, you nervous this morning? Today, your letter is A. Felicity, your first question, beginning with A. Give me a month.
April.
A video game. You can pass.
Avengers.
A nut.
Acorn.
Something in the grocery store.
Apple.
A family member.
Uncle.
A Hobart street.
Allen's Rivulet.
Something in the car.
Apple Play.
A time of day.
Time of day, AM.
Yeah, that's the time flick. I'm so sorry.
I give all of them. I'd give AM to time of day.
No, the one I wouldn't give is uncle.
Yeah, no, I was getting there. Yeah, no, you did say auntie afterwards. I will tell you that. You did go auntie afterwards. But the first thing out of your mouth I do have to take was uncle with a U. Unless you spell it differently and then in that case.
Unless you're going with an uncle.
I'm German.
German. Give her the $1,000. She's German.
No, she didn't get through all 10 questions.
Oh, no, of course. We can't give her the $1,000. And also, uncle in German is uncle, starting with an O.
I'm also French.
You're also French. All right, we don't have time.
Then the guys had comedian Mick Davies on the show and they talked about Nate's first time.
Do you remember it, Mick?
I was there for your first time.
Yeah, was there for your first time. You're all there.
I was there for your first time.
It was a group setting for my first time, which is really good.
No fresh. Yeah. Mum and Dad were there, the whole family was
cheering you on.
Producer Grace, were you there for my first as well?
Yeah, I was. Everyone was there.
Everyone was there for my first time.
It was a weird text to get.
time and a place. Yeah. It was a weird time. It was like 7:32. Very specific.
It was so strange.
The moment, guys.
Yeah.
Bring a candle.
They only asked for 10 minutes as well, which I couldn't even. I think I.
You couldn't get there.
No.
I bet Mick said that to us. You build your way up. You know what I mean? You start small and then you stay there.
I mean, let's.
They were talking about his first time at doing stand up comedy. What were you thinking it was? Well, anyway. Mick gave them a hand to judge listener Mo, giving us her best fake laugh.
Mo from Kingston, do you like to laugh?
I do like to laugh.
Okay, that's good. Now, Mo, if I give you a boom tish, can you give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh?
I can give it a go.
Okay, all right, here we go. That sounded like you just paid somebody out and you're like, ah.
And then you kind of regret it at the end. You go, oh.
What do you reckon, Mick?
That's great. That's the kind of laugh I want after to shut down a heckler. They're like,
you idiot. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's a ripper, mate.
All right. Well done, Mo. You are coming along to Hits and Gigs, okay?
Brilliant. Keen.
Good. Oh, keen.
We didn't ask you, Mo. Do you like a drink?
I love a drink.
Yeah. I got the feeling that Mo.
Do you like have you got a favourite drink? Is it a mojito?
Look, I wouldn't say no to a mojito.
I was hoping you were going to do that laugh again. I didn't.
After that, a listener tried to sing their way to 15K.
Davo from Moona. What I want you to do is you got to sing a little bit of the song that you heard yesterday, okay?
Okay.
All right, Davo, belt it out for us, mate. Over to you.
Pick me up, put me down, put my feet back on the ground. Pick me up, try to fill my heart and make me happy.
Mr. President, well done, buddy. All right, Jim, on the way. 30-10-60. What haven't you returned? No, not that. What are we doing?
We're doing.
Hang on, just let me just shush for a second.
We're doing what's your middle name?
We're doing what's your middle name? Yeah, sorry. Should be.
It's all right.
Got three different things written everywhere.
What would you say?
Oh, I looked at Bad Parker, but we did that yesterday, and then on my sheet I've got something else written. So
we're doing something.
Yeah, right, of course. Dave, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Dave, I'm sorry for that rubbish. You were great. Can you give us a bit more of Coco Jumbo?
Oh, mate, I'd love to, but I think I'm all right.
Davey's never gonna sing again because he sees he's got no rhythm and he's was trying to pretend that everything was cool. Should have known better than to trust him again and waste our time with all his rambling. So Davey's never gonna sing again the way he sang for you.
How good was that? Davo was a beautiful singer, wasn't he, Jim?
He was, but this possibly is the greatest instrumental of all time. Is this Baker Street or is this Careless Whisper? It's Careless Whisper,
It's Careless Whisper. Yeah, absolutely.
I always get my saxophone solos mixed up.
Let's just enjoy it for a little bit, I reckon.
Ready?
Turn it up a bit, Shawnee. Let's just enjoy it for a little bit. Listen to that.
We will announce the winner eventually. Just enjoy this a bit, Hobart.
Oh, you know what? There's not enough sax in songs.
There isn't.
I need more sax songs. Sounds like a good game. Jimmy's sax solos.
Grace, you give me the thumbs up when you're done with this. I know our winner's waiting on the line, but we'll get there.
Hey, Hobart. It's Jimmy here. Good morning.
Love this.
No, it's all right.
Okay. Our winner for Call of the Week, Felicity from West Hobart. Flick, welcome.
Hey.
Hey. Felicity, congratulations.
I love you, Felicity.
Felicity, I love you.
I love her more.
No, I love her. Who do you love more?
Ooh. Jimmy or Nath, Felicity?
Look. Neither of you are my cup of tea, but if I had to have one, I'd take you, Jimmy.
Oh, stop it. Okay. Jim wins. Jim wins.
Yeah, you're the less favourite tea. Well done.
I'll still take it.
Well, Flick, do you prefer Producer Grace, potentially?
Maybe.
I
love her, Flick.
Okay, all right.
Look
at this. Oh, this is great.
Everyone's getting into it.
Felicity, I know we just played some Careless Whisper, which is probably why we're all getting into it, but you know what? Flick, you're our caller of the week. We're going to give you some custom-made Jimmy and A Budgie Smuglets. How does that sound?
Oh, my gosh. I've always wanted them.
And you know what? You can wear them when you enjoy the Mother's Day present that we're giving you, because we're giving you $100 to spend at Capri Body. How does that sound?
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
That is all yours. Of course, Capri Body has the right fit for Mother's Day and every day. Flick, congratulations now. Because you are part of a very exclusive club now, you are our caller of the week, which means you're in the paddock. You are a cow. I do need you to moo us out, if that's okay.
All right. We'll see how we go.
Channel your love for Jimmy before you do it.
Yeah, just think of me.
I don't know if I'd be mooing.
You've already won Core of the Week, Flick. You can't win it twice.
Make whatever noise you want then, Flick. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Go ahead. Why not?
Yeah.
You know what?
What was that?
You know what? You have to move. I've changed my mind. Move for me, Flick.
So rude. I like to make like...
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.